Hello, I'm Dango Rose, and you're listening to the Mountaineer Podcast in conjunction with the Mountaineer Newspaper, the voice of the Peak to Peak, online and in print. Brought to you by Mountain Vale Media. Now, listen in for the show.
This is the Mountain Ear Podcast, and I'm Marianne Rosen, bringing you stories, history, or lore from or about the mountains you live in. Today you arise to see that you can be. Expect very high winds in Nederland. No, wait, that could happen. We may get 3 to 4 feet of snow in Central City. Again, no, that could actually happen. There is mountain lion activity in Indian Peaks. Oh, wait, once again, that could also happen. So what April Fool's jokes can you come up with, and why do we do them? Playing pranks and tricks is an age-old tradition, whether you are tying someone's shoelaces together or filling a car or a closet with balloons. The day is dedicated to the pranksters and jokesters of the world. April Fool's Day on April 1st gives people an excuse to carry out lighthearted fun. It is a holiday relatively common in the world. How the holiday came to be is a matter of great debate, though. One of the theories is that there is an association between April 1st and foolishness and Geoffrey Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales, written in 1392. In the Nun's Priest Tale, a vain rooster is tricked by a fox on, quote, since March began 30 days and two, end quote. That day would be April 1st. Some, however, believe that there was a copying error in the manuscript, and what was meant to be said was 32 days after March, or May 2nd, which was the anniversary of the engagement of King Richard II of England to Anne of Bohemia. If this is the case, then it would have no relationship to April Fools. Speculation exists that the day may be connected to a time in 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar, in which the new year was celebrated on March 25th, with festivities lasting until April 1st, to the Gregorian calendar, which changed New Year's Day to January 1st. News of the change was slow in getting around the country. Those who now observed January 1st began to make fun of those who still recognized March 25th through April 1st as the new year. In deriding those participating on this latter date, the French grasped onto a 1508 custom started by French poet Éloy d'Amerville. Tradition passed down was that the poet referred to Poisson d'Avril, or April fishes, alluding to a gullible person or an easily caught fish. It became customary to attempt to stealthily pin a picture of a fish onto a person's back. The issue with this theory is that in 1561, 21 years prior to the calendar change, there seems to be a reference in a poem by Flemish poet Edouard Dourdenay to April 1st and sending servants on foolish errands for fun. April 1st, 1698, John Aubrey made mention of a fool's holy day coinciding with several people being tricked into going to the Tower of London to see lions being washed. In some biblical circles, the date seems to occur simultaneously with the date that Noah sent out a dove from the ark to find dry land before floodwaters had abated. A fool's errand, so to speak, And April Fools honors this memory by sending people who had forgotten the parable out on ineffectual errands as punishment. April Fool's Day has also been linked to festivals such as Hilaria, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the very end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. Hilaria, said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris, and Seth, included people dressing up in disguises and mocking fellow citizens and even magistrates. Another conjecture has it that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or first day of spring, in the Northern Hemisphere, when Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. False spring. Sound familiar? The last theory states that it evolved from a day in which joking, laughter, and celebrating life helped one to throw away evil thoughts. Rain on April 1st is said to have healing abilities. So with endless possibilities as to how and when the holiday began, it is amazing that it has somehow become a worldwide phenomena, an annual day that consists of practical jokes, pranks, and hoaxes, unmasked at the end by yelling aloud April Fools at the victim of said pranks. Here in the United States, common pranks might be replacing the cream center of an Oreo with toothpaste, replacing sugar with salt, or vanilla frosting with sour cream, even replacing some ice cream topping with hot sauce. Other countries have their own way of celebrating the day. The Korean royal family is allowed to lie and play pranks on April 1st. In Greece, successfully tricking someone is said to bring the prankster good luck for the entire year. France, Belgium, and French-speaking areas still prank using the April fish, attempting to attach a paper fish to the victim's back without being noticed. Boulangeries, chocolatiers, and patisseries in France sell chocolate fish on this day. Many newspapers also spread a false story on April Fish Fool's Day, with subtle references to a fish being a clue that the story is an April Fool's joke. In Ireland, a letter containing the words, "Send the fool further," keeps passing from person to person. Telling verbal jokes is the norm in Turkey, while in Scotland, people send others on phony errors and pin fake tails or kick me signs onto people. And pranks played in the United Kingdom need to cease at noon, or the pranksters themselves become the fools. With everything verbalized on April 1st probably untrue, all serious activities are paused on that day in Poland. Pranks and hoaxes in that country are sophisticated and prepared, though anything done after noon is considered inappropriate and not classy. News outlets in Denmark, Finland, Ireland, Sweden, and Norway all publish exactly one false story, typically on page one, but not the top headline. Large parades, free concerts, street fairs, and performances are held in the Ukraine on April 1st. Festival participants dress up in a variety of costumes and walk around the city, fooling around and pranking passersby. Other countries, including Italy, Lebanon, Germany, Armenia, and Israel, have all adopted the custom of pranking on April 1st. Spanish-speaking countries have a similar day for pranks, though it is celebrated in late December. The media also has gotten involved, and with the advent of the internet and global news services, pranks can catch and embarrass a wider audience than ever before. It has not only been in modern times, though, that media has become involved in the day. In 1708, satirist Jonathan Swift played an elaborate April Fool's joke on famous astrologer John Partridge. Partridge predicted in his almanac that a horrible fever would sweep through London. Swift then published an almanac under a pseudonym, saying that Partridge would die at the end of March, then going one step further by actually announcing the death and stating that Partridge had admitted on his deathbed that he was a fraud. Discredited, Partridge, though very much alive, stopped writing his almanac. An ad placed by the Duke of Portland in Great Britain in 1749 announced that on April 1st, a man would squeeze his entire body into a wine bottle and then sing while inside of the bottle. The Duke had made a bet with the Earl of Chesterfield that if he advertised something impossible, he would, end quote, find fools enough in London to fill a playhouse and pay for the privilege of being there, end quote. He was correct. On the night of the advertised show, every seat in the theater was filled. And, as you can imagine, no performer ever showed up. On April 1st, 1905, a German newspaper published an April Fool's joke that thieves had dug a tunnel underneath the U.S. Federal Treasury in Washington, D.C., and stole all of America's gold and silver. This was pre-Fort Knox. The BBC, in 1957, broadcast a film in their Panorama Current Affairs series showing Swiss farmers picking freshly grown spaghetti in what they called the Swiss Spaghetti Harvest. Even though it was April Fool's Day, the BBC was soon flooded with requests to purchase spaghetti plants, forcing the BBC to declare the film a hoax. The BBC was also involved in an April 1st, 1976 story reporting that the gravity of the Earth would be reduced on that day, and whoever jumped would likely float. NPR got into the act when on April 1st, 1992, they ran a spot with former President Richard Nixon saying that he was running for president again. It was an actor. And the prank caught the country by surprise. 1996 brought a story that Taco Bell had bought the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia and planned to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. And in 1998, Burger King ran an ad for their new left-handed burgers, with customers flocking to the chain. As recent as 2008, and involving the BBC once again, there was an April Fool's story claiming that penguins could now fly. One story published on April 1st took a tragic turn. In 1945, a True Weather broadcast aired, issuing a statement about a tsunami approaching a Pacific island. Some, believing it was an April Fool's joke, did not take the warning seriously. And tragedy ensued. There are many who dislike this day, seeing it as an irrelevant, unnecessary, unpleasant, and annoying holiday. These people believe that fake stories can cause hurt, frustration, and mistrust. Many see April 1st as an excuse to treat people badly for the sake of giving yourself a good laugh. That pranks and jokes can be cruel, embarrassing, and humiliating. They believe that the day encourages misbehavior, that lying and behaviors considered wrong on any other day, all of a sudden being okay to do, sends the wrong message. Pranks can even go as far as causing physical and emotional hurt, and some find pranks scary. The other side, though, says that it is a day for laughter and fun, a day to have a sense of humor, and to just play smaller, harmless pranks and jokes on loved ones that do not cause any problems, a day of mirth and merriment. Perhaps in lieu of jokes, pranks, and hoaxes, the day could be one of doing fun things that may relate a little bit to the day. Be surprised, perhaps, with a small win at one of our Central City or Black Hawk casinos? Go on a gold mining tour to pan for gold. Will it be real or fool's gold for April Fool's Day? Though recent snows may preclude this from happening. Get scared a bit without pranks by taking a ghost tour or heading to the haunted Knights of Pythias Cemetery. Visit a ghost town like Corona or Nevadaville. Maybe just laugh and have a good time with friends, eating at a restaurant in our area, listening to music, taking a historic walking tour, or visiting one of our many breweries, including Very Nice, Knotted Root, Dostal Alley, Howling Wind, and Tommyknockers. Finally, maybe you will run into or hear a Tommyknocker, those wee tricksters who reside in Colorado's gold and silver mines. What better goblin to run into on April Fool's Day than those who put out lights, hide things, move earth, or make eerie noises? Whether you celebrate or not, or how you celebrate, make your day kind, fun, and full of laughter, and have a merry April Fool's Day. Listen in next time to the Mountain Ear Podcast for another mountain tale. I'm Marianne Rosen. Thank you for listening.
And that's it for our show. Subscribe online to get access to more news, weekly updates to our community calendar, and a link to our YouTube channel by visiting themountaineer.com. Be sure to use the coupon code PODCAST when subscribing for a 10% discount, only available to our listeners. I'm Dango Rose. Thank you for listening.